The helmet of salvation.
Our text is, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know, brethren, if we would go to a local Bible bookstore here, you could buy posters that would show you this picture, maybe of a man dressed in the armor with a sword by his side and with a shield in his other hand. But that is not what this is about. This is a spiritual picture that is brought before us. The entire picture that we have in taking this armor is all about the greatest mystery that the world has never seen. This mystery is about the church, the body of Christ, and their consecration. And it's very serious. Now, when it says to take the helmet of salvation, that word salvation is very important in here. We can talk about the helmet. The helmet is the truth. It is the Word of God. That's what the Scripture just told us. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. That mind is the mind of God. And you and I have the privilege of looking into it and understanding it and appreciating it. In Peter we read, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We heard Brother Obi speak this morning, and he said, the doctrines that we believe, the truth that we hold, is a genetic code of the new creature. When we talk about the mind of God, we're talking about the new creature. The pastor says, reprint 30:31, the helmet is knowledge. He says, in 40:43, helmet is faith knowledge. In 6:84, intelligent hope of salvation. The covering of protection for the intellect, reprint 56:78. The intellectual protection, our sanctification, reason, guided through the word of the Lord, reprint 30:30. And these go on and on and tell about the new creature. The new creature is the new mind. And the new mind needs to be fed. It needs to be protected. Where do we get the protection from? We get the protection from the Word of God. First Thessalonians 5:8, the hope, and the comments the pastor has on that, it's not a hope, but the hope. Not some general hope, but the hope of the gospel, the hope of eternal life, the hope of glory. Now, when we think of the helmet as it's pictured up here, or the helmet that is pictured on a soldier, it pictures as a partial covering over the head. The helmet that we have is a full covering. It covers all. Now think about the head. You have the mind. The mind is very important. When we talk about the helmet of salvation, we want to remember that what you're doing is protecting that new creature. If that new creature dies, salvation is gone. But We want to look at another aspect of it. How? You're sitting here in convention. Tell me how many different ways you have input. You have input into your mind by communication with one another. We call it fellowship. You have communication through this microphone from the speakers that have been asked to come here and speak. You have communication through the books that you have in front of you, specifically the Bible. You have all these inputs. Think about the head. What do you have? You have the eyes. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. We're not talking about physical eyes. Remember, this is a picture of the new creature. This is a spiritual matter. We're talking about spiritual eyes. What do your spiritual eyes see? What do you focus on? We have ears, spiritual ears. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. What do they hear? What are you listening to? The input is what protects you as a new creature. If you put junk in, or as they said in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out, this case may be, what are you putting in? You know, I love the context of Revelation, the 22nd chapter. We have John there. In the 6th verse, the 7th verse, the 8th verse, and so on, right in that area there, he talks about what he's seen and what he has heard. And it's because of what he's seen and what he heard that he acted upon it. So our action, the results of our life, is based upon what we see and what we hear. There are additional things here, brethren, that we want to consider. Not only our eyes and our ears. The helmet of salvation protects our forehead. And we think about our ceiling. We are in need of the Word of God to protect our ceiling. A requirement for us, lest we take and lose that. Here's one that you probably never even thought about. The helmet of salvation protects our nose. Now think about it. When you think about the nose, what do you think about? What I think about is the sweet smelling incense that comes from the golden incense altar that shows acceptance with the Heavenly Father. But, you know, brethren, we too, as we are in the holy condition, should appreciate the sweet-smelling incense of our brethren's sacrifice as they lay down their life in their covenant relationship. As they bow before the same Heavenly Father that we do. Make sure our nose is protected by the Word of God. How about the mouth? See, this helmet that we have covers the entire head. The scripture that comes to mind is, out of the heart the mouth speaketh. And so we want to make sure that what comes out of our mouth, what we speak, is the Word of God. Two reasons. The tongue is a wily adversary, and it can be used to both praise God and what? Bring curses, right? But more than that, I think that we must remember that with our mouth, we have the ability to take and help our brethren make their call and election sure. May the helmet of salvation guard closely our mouth and filter what goes out of it. We think of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power and influence of God. And we want to have that influence upon us. And that can only penetrate through the helmet of salvation. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds. The truth has the power to make it possible for us to overcome. Without the truth, I will fail. And so will you. The truth sanctifies, sets us apart for a holy service. That holy service, brethren, is atonement. It brings at-one-ment for the world of mankind with God. The helmet of salvation is our protection against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But it also our protection against the nominal system, the error of the nominal system. And so we want to remember that also. There is a Songs in the Night, and I'll close with this. Songs in the Night, it's January 18th. The theme text of this Songs in the Night is Romans 8:10. We read, from the divine standpoint, the body is treated as dead. But the spirit, or mind, is treated as alive. It is the new creature which God recognizes, to which the purposes to give to his spirit body is in due time, in the resurrection. It is necessary that this thought be clearly fixed in our mind in order that we may continually realize our peace toward God and his favor and sympathy towards us in Christ. And then he says, if we lose sight of the fact that God regards us from the standpoint of the will, if we get to thinking of ourself and God's estimation of us as according to the flesh, we are sure to get proportionally into darkness and confusion and discouragement. But let us not forget, on the other hand, that the spirit, the will, is counted alive because of its righteousness, because it is in harmony with God. Let us therefore never be slack in respects to the will or the intention governing conduct of our life. But remember that any laxity will mean the proportionate loss of spiritual life. It is the helmet of salvation. Let us wear it. Let us constantly increase the size of it. Thank you.